welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and I believe your English will improve today. And what have we been talking about for the past few days? Emma Watson, that beautiful British actress. Yes, our lesson splits her life up into three stages, with the first stage being the blockbusters, the second being her university degree, and finally, today we'll be looking at the last stage, the present. So it really isn't the last stage for Emma Watson, but it is the present, what's going on currently in her life. We'll look at what kinds of movie roles she took after Harry Potter, and we'll take a look at something she's gotten involved in besides films, being a UN Women Goodwill Ambassador. I'm looking forward to that part. So, let's get inside and get started.
Oh, hey everyone! Welcome to Studio Classroom. I'm Rebecca.
Very, very nice, Rebecca. We're continuing to learn about Emma Watson today, who has performed in a number of different kinds of roles. I wonder, if you had a chance to be a part of any kind of movie, what kind of movie would you choose?
Oh, come on, Gabe. The answer is so obvious.
Well, hold on a second. There's different kinds, right?
Okay.
Sci-fi, there's adventure, there's romantic comedies,
dramas. Right.
What kind would you like to be a part of?
Like I said, it's a very obvious answer. Don't you know?
Huh?
Don't you know what kind of movie I'd like to be a part of?
I know.
Science fiction.
Science fiction movies, Rebecca. Wait. You love science fiction.
Me? Being a part of a science fiction? Absolutely not. It was adventure.
Oh!
Adventure.
Of course, Rebecca does love adventure.
I love adventure. I'm ready for an adventure today. Where are we going?
Well, we're going to continue learning about Emma Watson and this next stage of her life, stage three, the present. Let's get started.
Emma Watson, stage three, the present. One might think that Watson would wish to run from Hermione in her post-Potter life, but that's not Watson's perspective. That seems like a negative place to jump off from, trying to get away from something rather than trying to get towards something, she comments. She wanted to do something unconventional, not something that would be too comfortable, such as period pieces. The one thing I knew I didn't want to do was get myself into a corset because I was worried I'd never get out again.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看的是 perspective 这个名词。S-P-C-T 这个字根有看的意思，所以 perspective 在这里是指观点或者是看法。如果要说明对什么事情的看法，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 the talk show reflected people's perspectives on this political issue， 这个脱口秀反映出人民对这个政治议题的看法。Perspective 也指正确的判断。例如 it's important to keep things in perspective when you are making crucial decisions。当你要下重大决定的时候，正确的判断每件事是非常重要的。接下来我们看的是 unconventional 这个形容词， UN 是一个否定的字首， convention 是指传统，所以 unconventional 是指不依循传统的、异于常人的或者是标新立异的。例如 His unconventional style of leadership has been well received by his staff， 他独特的领导作风员工们都非常欣赏。它的反义词就是去掉字尾的 UN 变成 conventional。 例如 The patient has already given up on conventional treatments， 这位病人已经放弃了传统的治疗方式。
Oh hey, I just noticed something. Rebecca, do you know anything special about our magazine this month? Do you notice anyone on the front cover?
Well, there's a beautiful lady on the cover. Hey, it's Emma Watson!
Exactly. I'm sure you probably picked up on that earlier, friends. Yes, we've been talking all about Emma Watson. And right now, what is the third stage of her life? Well, according to our author, it is the present. That's right. We're talking about her current life.
Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We read, one might think that Watson would wish to run from Hermione in her post-Potter life.
Yeah, one might think. This is a great phrase to know. If you wish to express that most people would think a certain way or think a certain thing. Okay, so for another example of how to use this phrase, the typhoon was huge, right? So one might think the airport wouldn't let planes fly, but in the end, they let some planes fly.
Now, that's what one might think. Or maybe there's a restaurant that's really expensive. One might think that the food there is really good because the prices are so high. However, the food really wasn't all that great.
All right, you could also use the word would. One would think. So, for example, I often hear people say you'd think to mean the same thing. You'd think the hotels here in this country would be cheaper, but they aren't. They're still pretty expensive.
Well, let's see what our lesson has to say next. Emma Watson says, that seems like a negative place to jump off from, trying to get away from something rather than trying to get towards something.
That's right. Jump off from here. This means that she just thinks it's not a good reason to do something. That's not a good reason to continue in the movie career. She wants to go towards something, not run away from something.
Exactly. However, she also wanted to do something unconventional. Now, let's talk about this word, unconventional. What does it mean if something is unconventional?
Unconventional. That means not in the normal way, or not the way that most people would do something. It's kind of a big word for that meaning, but that's what it means. And you could use this word in different ways. So you could say it took a while to get used to his unconventional sense of humor. So his sense of humor was pretty strange, if you call it unconventional.
That's a great example. Or are you familiar with the Shakers? That was actually a religious group back in the 1800s or 18th century, and they acquired their name because of their unconventional practice of dancing.
All right, an unconventional practice of dancing. You know, Studio Classroom is right next to Shijian University, and those students are known for their unconventional hairstyles and clothing styles. They're not what you see every day.
Now, that's a very interesting point to bring up. Well, let's see what else our lesson says. Of course, Emma wanted to do something unconventional, not something that would be too comfortable, such as period pieces. Let's take a moment and talk about period pieces. A period piece is just something that takes place during a particular time period.
That's right. So a period piece is a play or a drama that takes place during that time period. I think of the Victorian era in England, where people wore certain dresses and they dressed a certain way and acted a certain way. That's an example of a period piece. Well, right now it's time for us to join the guys in the info cloud. What is the difference between an actor and an actress?
Hello, friends. Is it a mistake to refer to a woman performer as an actor? Is an actress the correct term?
In this day and age, it is perfectly acceptable, if not preferred, to call a female performer an actor.
So we should never use the word actress anymore?
Not exactly, Ken. Some women performers feel the term actress diminishes them somehow, while others feel it separates them from male actors in a positive way.
We know there has been a movement in different circles to go gender neutral. We've seen stewardess replaced by flight attendant and waitress replaced by server.
Right. And since the word actress is a gender-specific word, some groups assert that the word is sexist. This has led to the emergence of the gender-neutral usage of actor, especially when referring to male and female performers collectively.
However, actress remains the common term used in major acting awards given to women recipients. For example, she won an Oscar for Best Actress.
So there really is no consensus at this point, but we say, as a rule of thumb, use actor for both male and female performers. Use actress when indicating a kind of award.
在以往 actor 只局限于男性的演员，女演员是 actress。但是在两性平等的21世纪，越来越多人也将女演员称为 actor。就像以往的空中小姐 stewardess 后来就被性别中立的 flight attendant 空服员所取代，但是有别于 stewardess actress 这个字呢，其实还是被广泛的使用，尤其是在一些表演奖项，像奥斯卡金像奖最佳女主角女配角都还是用 actress。 况且有不少的女性演员自己也主张使用 actress， 因为他们就是要刻意的强调他们和男性的演员不同。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, we see a word here in this next sentence. It's actually a kind of clothing called a corset. Now, we have a picture of an actress wearing a dress. This looks like someone who's performing a period piece, maybe from the Victorian era. And during that era, girls would have worn a corset underneath.
And of course, corsets are actually very uncomfortable. But talking about period pieces, what are some period pieces that come to your mind?
Well, I think of stories like Romeo and Juliet or Robin Hood. What about you, Rebecca?
Well, I definitely think of Pride and Prejudice, Emma, maybe even A Tale of Two Cities. Very exciting stories. Well, we still have more for you right after this.
And let's begin! Welcome back to the happiest classroom on earth. Today we are discussing the present stage in actress Emma Watson's life. We've already discussed how she feels about Harry Potter. So here's a short quiz. Does Emma want to run from her role as Hermione? Well, of course, the answer is no. She would rather focus on what's next, not get away from what's in the past.She does enjoy unconventional roles, roles that perhaps people wouldn't expect her to take. Well, let's see where our lesson takes us next.
Emma Watson. So, what roles did Watson step into? In films, she began to play Americans, as in Wallflower.And also starred in the decidedly different Noah with Russell Crowe. But it's a role outside of the film industry that has gotten everyone's attention since then. That of a UN Women Goodwill Ambassador. Many people question the right of a young actor to fill this position. In her famous speech on feminism, she gave voice to an answer. I've told myself firmly,If not me, who? If not now, when?
All right, 接下来我们看的是 decidedly 这个副词。我们看到这个字里面有 decide, 决定这个动词。所以 decidedly 在这里是指毫无疑问地或者是明确地。例如 the questions posed by the press decidedly offended the chief of police. 媒体所提出的问题很显然地冒犯了警察局长。或者是 the boss is decidedly dissatisfied with our sales figures this month. 老板显然对我们这个月的销售数字感到很不满。所以我们看的是 feminism, 这个不可数名词。Feminism 是指女性主义或者是女权主义。例如 the politician's opposition to feminismcost him many women's votes. 这位政治家对女权主义的反对让他付上失去许多女性选票的代价。和他相关的另外一个名词是 feminist, F-E-M-I-N-I-S-T, 意思是指女权主义者。例如 Elizabeth is a radical feminist. Elizabeth 是一个激进的女权主义者。And now let's get back to our teachers.So, what roles did Watson step into? Our lesson continues.
In films, she began to play Americans and also starred in the decidedly different... Wait, Gabe?
No. She starred in the decidedly different Noah with Russell Crowe.
Right. I was getting there. But, Gabe, why are you dressed like that?
Well, this is what I imagine Noah to look like, even though Russell Crowe didn't really look like this in that movie. However, let's take a look at that word star, because it's similar, or it looks similar, to the word stare. When you star in a movie, that means you are the main actress or the main character.
Of course, and if you stare at someone, that just means that you look at someone very intently, like I'm staring at you right now.
Yes, well, you can keep staring at me, but right now it's time for us to take a closer look at this next sentence with Liz.
Hello, friends. My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here as we take a closer look at this sentence. But it's a role outside of the film industry that has gotten everyone's attention since then, that of a UN Women Goodwill Ambassador. The writer is talking about Emma Watson, and this sentence is basically saying that she's got a role outside the film industry that has gotten people's attention. What kind of role? It is the role of a UN Women Goodwill Ambassador. Notice the pattern. Situation, that of a something. The situation is the main part of the sentence. Now, notice the phrase, that of. We know the word that is a pronoun. It's like a substitute word, like, what is that? And the word of means belonging to. Put these two words together and we have a phrase that we can use when we want to add more information about the object in the main part of the sentence. For example, although the police hadn't solved the case, they did find a clue, that of a plane ticket in the victim's coat. Or, the guests were impressed with the presentation of the final dish, that of a beautifully decorated cake. And that's it for now. I'll see you later.
Thank you, Liz. Well, you know something, Gabe? I think that you make a great Noah.
Well,
costume
thank you
is great.
So much. A Noah / Harry Potter.
That's right.
It's a good idea for a film. Well, anyway, friends, we do have to continue here. We read, many people question the right of a young actor to fill this position. What is that position? The position of UN Women Goodwill Ambassador. But let's take a look at this phrase. What does it mean to fill a position?
Well, that just means that maybe a position is empty and then someone kind of steps in and fills that position.
That's right. Now, sometimes you might have to leave for some reason and someone else might come and fill that position. For example, when I was in university, I filled the position of Romeo's cousin, Benvolio, in Romeo and Juliet, because the original actor could not make it.
Did you really?
I did.
That is impressive. Now if I have any questions about Romeo and Juliet, I know exactly who to come to.
Well, exactly. So what kinds of positions can you fill now? There's a related phrase here, and that is, those are big shoes to fill. If someone leaves a position, and they were very important, they did their job very well, someone else comes in, then you might say, wow, those are big shoes to fill. That means it's not easy to fill that position.
For example, you could say, our new teacher has big shoes to fill because the previous teacher had done such a great job.
Well, you know, this makes me think of Cameron Diaz in the new Annie movie, because I loved Miss Hannigan in the old Annie movie. I thought Cameron Diaz had big shoes to fill, but she also did a good job.
Well, those are some great examples, but continuing on with our lesson, we read, in her famous speech on feminism, she gave voice to answer. We're going to pause here for just a moment and talk about this phrase, to give voice to. What does it mean if you give voice to something or someone?
That means you express something in words. Maybe you thought about it for a long time, and now you're expressing it. I always doubted him, but I only recently gave voice to these doubts. Now everyone knows what I think.
That is a great example. Well, right now, it's time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit. And then, of course, join Linda in the editor's summary.
I'm on the world stage.
Yes, you're Emma Watson, the little girl who stepped into one of the biggest movie franchises of all time.
That was the first stage of my career, the blockbuster stage. I was only 9 years old when I became Hermione Granger.
You devoted yourself to an 8-film series.
And it had its challenges. But I will forever be proud of the Harry Potter films.
What happened after the Harry Potter series ended?
The second stage of my career was getting a degree.
Oh, what did you study?
I enrolled at Brown University and worked for a degree in English.
Well, good for you.
I was insistent on being normal.
And how did that go?
Well, sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't.
Did you do any acting during that time?
Yes. Prior to graduation, I released several films.
So, Emma, what have you been doing recently?
Stage 3 of my career has been a bit unconventional.
Oh? Have you been running from Harry Potter?
No, I'm not trying to run away. I'm trying to run towards things.
Oh, like playing an American girl? Oh, and like starring in Noah?
Yes. And now I have a new role outside of the film industry.
Really? What's that?
I'm a UN Goodwill Ambassador.
Wow. Stage 1, 2, and 3? Your career is amazing. So, Emma, what's next?
Stage 4.
We're talking about Emma Watson, our Hermione Granger. In Watson's post-Potter life, one might think she'd want to get as far away from that life as possible. But Watson's perspective is different. She said that would be like a negative place to jump off from, trying to get away from something instead of trying to get to something. She continued her work in areas that would not be so comfortable for her, something more unconventional. So in films, she played Americans, like in Perks of a Wallflower, and her role with Russell Crowe and Noah was decidedly different as well. And then she has stepped out from the film industry into something totally different, a UN Goodwill Ambassador. Many wondered how this young actress could be in this position, but Watson answered in her famous speech on feminism, "If not me, who? If not now, when?"
Thank you, Linda. Well, do you think that actors should be involved in politics?
Of course. I think that everyone should be involved in politics, as a matter of fact.
All right. Well, what do you think? Thank you for joining us today, learning about Emma Watson, and we always have a lot to learn right here on Studio Classroom. So see you next time.